Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. From toys, lingerie, and lube to movies, S&M gear, and furniture. Yes, furniture. Every home needs a fuck ottoman. Adam and Eve has something for everyone's sexual taste. We all know free stuff is awesome, but free stuff to spice up your bedroom is even better. For a limited time, select almost any one item for 50% off, and then Adam and Eve is going to load you up, give you a hot injection of free stuff. Just make sure to use promo code FREAK at checkout and get 10 free gifts. A sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. Plus, 6 free spicy movies, plus free shipping. There's a lot of words with S's in this promo. That's FREAK. Offer code FREAK. F-R-E-A-K. FREAK at checkout. They want me to say the promo code a lot. Use promo code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. Get 50% off just about any item. 10 free gifts. It's an amazing deal. Coupon code FREAK. FREAK. Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
This is M. Lucas for neo.rr.com. You fucking prick, you sent me a fucking porn email here trying to charge my credit card, you son of a bitch. You're being turned over to the FBI, you motherfucker. You ever send another one, you motherfucker, I'll kill you. Don't ever send that goddamn fucking crap to me again, you son of a bitch. Or you'll be dead, you son of a bitch.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, October 28th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, a classic DVU-tard has somehow risen from the dead. Plus, sticking insects into your dick hole, the documentary, racist pumpkins, and gender reveal parties turn deadly.
Do you like black ass?
Shut your goddamn ass up.
I'm retarded.
You stroke that cock. You stroke it. Pump it. Pump that cock. Pump it. In and out. Just stick it in the hole and fuck it. Stop it.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you to start a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. I have got a great show for you today. And we begin with some exclusive breaking news. I mean, can I get some breaking exclusive news music, please? You know, it's breaking news when we find out someone important has died. But it's even more exciting to find out someone we thought was dead is alive and well. I am talking about a U-tard. I think most of us believe that he's been dead for about 10 years now. But it's not the case. Who could I be talking about? One of the weirdest looking motherfuckers we've ever featured on the podcast. I am talking about Simfuckus. Yes! Yes! It is shocking! That little Muppet is still alive? How did I find this out? Well, yesterday someone posted on my Facebook feed just a link to an old Simfuckus video. This person didn't know that Simfuckus was still alive. He posted it just as a, hey, remember this? Remember this thing Tim featured on the podcast? This monstrosity? Nature's mistake? It's Halloween. Here's a video of an old gremlin type thing, right? For those of you who don't remember Simfuckus, he was a U-tard who, he suffered from, was it progeria? It's that thing that makes you look old. But I think there was other issues with him too. Like, his eyes were are so close to one another. And, you know, he's got this tiny little pinhead. And here he is. He thought he was a rapper, right? He wanted to start a rap career. Also, he was a juggalo. Maybe the one place where he'd fit in, where no one would be like, you look weird. He's actually one of the better looking juggalos I've ever seen. Here he is talking about, I think this is an ICP song called Hocus Pocus.
Talking about. Hocus Pocus,
is a shout out to all ICP members.
I'm sure a lot of you people have reached for your phone thinking you accidentally tapped that button to speed up the podcast. No, this is just how Simfuckus speaks.
You know what I'm saying? Kids Show Your Circus, you know, or talent show, magic show, whatever. You know, they don't like to see your tricks and everything. Then I get some hocus pocus jokers.
Sort of then just dances around to an ICP song.
Simfuckus, you're representing down. Yeah. To all y'all people who are subscribing to me, if you have a problem with me, say something to me. Don't comment on my shit, alright? And yeah, did I say I have a penis on my fucking stomach?
Oh, that's right! He's got he had a penis on his stomach. I don't know if it was a hernia or something, but whenever he lifts up his shirt, there's like this weird thing where his belly button should be.
To me, don't comment on my shit.
Shut about that.
And yeah, you know I say I have a penis on my fucking stomach? How about you, huh?
I don't have a penis on my stomach.
If you have shit to say about me, then don't fucking subscribe to me. Come back to my videos, bitch. Because people think I'm funny, alright? So go fuck off, bunch of losers. Fuck y'all. Juggalo homies. Oh.
Anyway, you know, as far back as 2009, people were reporting Simfuckus' death. Well, I'm happy to report he is inexplicably still alive. I mean, if you look at this poor kid, you'd think he had like 6 months to live back in 2009. I can't believe he made it through another decade of this life with whatever it is going wrong with his body. He really does look like a little man, like a little old man with thinning hair. It's just funny to see him, you know, with sagging pants, his boxer shorts showing. You know, he wanted to be like a little rapper guy, right? Here he is giving some shout-outs.
Desmond, Brandon.
Brandon. Shout-out to Brandon.
All y'all for watching my videos, ICP, Slipknot. I like to give a shout out to Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit. I love y'all niggas.
Not cool, dude. Not cool. You gotta remember, this video was posted on YouTube back in 2008 or 2009. It was okay to say the N-word back then, especially if it was nigga, you know, with an A. It was a different time.
I love y'all niggas. I dig it for the nookie. I got that box, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. I keep it coming.
If you would have told me 10 years ago that Simfuckus would still be alive, but the lead singer of Linkin Park wouldn't be, I would have said, get the fuck out of here. You want to bet on that? I would clean out my bank account. Bet everything I own. Funny how life works out, huh? So anyway, so yeah, I found Simfuckus first on Twitter, and you know, you're never 100% sure if these Twitter accounts are real. It's so easy to create fake ones. Something told me it was real. And by the way, if you do want to follow Simfuckus, just go to my Twitter sheet. I am tweeting about Simfuckus. Anyway, and you can, you know, there's a link and all that other shit, right? So the reason why I kind of thought this was real is that the only thing that is being posted are links to like rap songs and talk about WWE. And you know the retards love WWE wrestling. If you like wrestling, that's fine, but just know your company is utards. That's who enjoys this type of entertainment. So his Twitter bio reads, huge wrestling fan, Madden, and two-time level 40 Pokemon Go player. There's also a picture of Simfuckus taking a photo of himself in a mirror with his phone, and the phone is way too new to be from like 2008 or 2009. Like this is like from a few years ago. So as of a few years ago, we know Simfuckus was alive just by the picture alone, right? But then also he posts all the time. Like as a matter of fact, 14 hours ago. He posted a tweet saying, I was walking home through an alleyway, paid no attention, tripped over a leg. He's going through some shit. Or that's a rap lyric. What the hell is Gable wearing? Hashtag SmackDown. See, wrestling. Also linked on his Twitter page is his Instagram account. Yes, this little monster has an Instagram account with just tons of photos. So we know this is real. You can't fake these type of photos. I mean, I guess you could, but who would go through that trouble? So here he is. One of his most recent photos was posted on October 5th. He's wearing a Fuck Cancer hoodie, and he's standing in front of a bunch of Funko vinyl pops. And it's most definitely Simfuckus. He looks a little older, as if that's possible. He's fatter in the face. It's funny because he's still, like, tiny, and, it, you know, he's got that pinhead and everything. But, like, his cheeks are just a little fuller. Even Simfuckus is suffering from a slowdown of metabolism in his old age. Don't worry, you know, it gets the best of us. Happened to me. If you want to see Simfuckus, I have made a picture of him today's featured image. And also, of course, there are links to his Instagram and Twitter account. So it's good to see a U-tard that we thought was lost is actually still alive. Fucking shit up. We need to get him back on YouTube, though, where he belongs. Speaking of blasts from the past, one of the most infamous Sextastic Tuesday stories involve a young woman masturbating with bugs, like maggots and such. I think we featured it on Cruel Summer a few months ago. It's the saga of the blowfly girl. Nasty, nasty stuff. But bug fetishism is a real thing. It's called formicophilia. And Vice recently did a short documentary all about it and the people who practice it. It's gross. Take a listen.
When I'm feeling insects crawling all over me,
I come hard.
It creates this sensation that washes up and down my body that's just pure pleasure.
We've all felt like a bug land on us or crawl on us for a second. It's, you know, this is a real, like, light, unexpected touch. That's what this guy's getting off to. Take a feather. Tickle your arm with that. Don't shove worms up your pee hole.
And feeling that closeness with these creatures makes me feel wonderful and loved inside.
Don't try to make this sound like you're being one with nature.
The development of my sexuality happened in nature. You can have a lot of privacy out in the wilderness. The freedom to explore things that give you pleasure.
This is why there's so many gay hookup spots in the woods.
I've masturbated a lot of places.
Me too. You're not special. I'm jerking off right now.
So I would go swimming and take off all my clothes and lay down in the muck of the pond. Just feeling the clay all over me just felt really good.
Like, are you turned on by fucking everything that touches you?
The water just feels good on my skin, and the clay tingles.
You know what the fuck everything you brush up against?
Laying naked on hot rocks and swarms of ants crawling all over me, walking through the tall grasses against my skin.
Grass, rocks, ants.
All of these.
I want to fuck it all. Like, dude, you need a therapist. Sounds like you're addicted to masturbation.
These wonderful sensations nature has to offer.
Next in the documentary, we are introduced to Wintersong. That's his name. He is a kink educator.
You know, if you're using a vibrator, it's going to do the same thing every time. Putting your penis into a container and then filling that container with earthworms. The worms will writhe and move in a way that provides an interesting and exciting physical sensation, which is unpredictable.
I like how this guy is a sexual educator, yet he's comparing a vibrator to sticking your dick into a can of worms. That serves an entirely different purpose. Like, you shove a vibrator up your cunt or, you know, your ass or whatever. This is you're sticking your dick into something. It's more closely aligned to, like, a pocket pussy. You could say, you know, a motorized pocket pussy will stroke your dick in a predictable way. Whereas, like, snakes, where, like, worms crawling around your dick are random.
And then for other folks, it might be about specifically playing with pain sensations. There's a lot of bugs that bite.
There sure are.
There's a safe way to insert earthworms into the urethra.
Yeah, I'm going to respectfully disagree with that blatant lie. You know, even if you wash a worm off, they still have, like, little bits of dirt. That's going in your urethra, not to mention the worm itself, which is slimy and gross. I can't imagine there really is a safe way, a 100% safe way, to stick worms in your cock hole. But please, go on. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Earthworms into the urethra. For a lot of people, it can be disorienting, perhaps. Because they have this idea of this organ is this sort of sacred thing that cannot be penetrated, and putting anything inside there is just
nasty, gross, painful. Anyone who's ever had to have his dick hole swabbed or tested for an STD knows the feeling.
Unthinkable.
Unthinkable, that's the word.
I put my penis in ice cold water because worms enjoy cold places.
That's when they really start writhing around. This is a good good how-to guide for worm urethral insertion.
I put my penis in ice-cold water.
Yes.
Because worms enjoy cold places. They'll be more likely to go in that way. Sometimes that's still not enough. They still don't want to go in. And so I use incense for that.
Aromatherapy.
Smoke from incense will make them want to crawl down into to get away from the smoke.
So you're scaring them with fire to make them do something they don't want to do or go.
What makes them crawl out? What makes this like a safe thing to do as opposed to them just like crawling into your bladder? Or
fishing lures. No. Oh.
Is that the deeper the worm goes, the warmer it gets. Sometimes they back out, sometimes they actually turn around, and so it's a double worm body thing going on.
Yeah, they don't want to be in there.
That feels really good. I was with a partner. She always talks about the look of absolute pleasure.
She? Well, I think that's the most shocking thing about this documentary so far.
Pleasure on the my she. Face. As the worm was wriggling inside me, there was just... There's just no other feeling like it. I think a lot of men are accustomed to feeling pleasure on their penis, on this sort of external organ.
Not but inside,
you
yes.
You can feel pleasure in different places too, and internally. And so that experience is having this part of my anatomy that I normally think of as being the...
Yeah, the guy's like holding some slimy-ass worms, and there's just like dirt collecting in his hand. And it's like, going in your penis hole.
Penetrator and that I normally use for
penetrating. You're gonna get an infection!
To have it then be penetrated, it becomes a kind of flipping of gender norms there.
Oh god, these gender norms. Gender norms. Wouldn't the flipping of gender norms be like, you know, taking a strap-on up your asshole? Both men and women both have urethras, right? Regardless of the gender, it's unusual to shove stuff up in there. All right, so there's a Vice documentary all about bug sex. Moving on, speaking of documentaries, my favorite documentary is 90 Day Fiancé. Okay, it's not a documentary, it's a reality show. And honestly, I haven't been able to watch recent episodes. I think right now they're doing that 90 Day Fiancé the Other Way, which is even more baffling to me than the original show. The idea, of course, as I've mentioned before, instead of the foreign people coming over to live here in the United States, Americans go and live overseas, but it's never to nice places. I'm moving to France to be with my lover. Or Sweden or Australia or something. It's always like Kenya, Nigeria, Goat-fuckistan. This season, we were introduced to Ben and Ikenya. Ikenya is Kenyan. And Ben has decided to move to Kenya to marry this chick. But first, he has to get approval from Ikenya's parents. That's how they roll in Kenya. Basically, you have to buy your bride from the family. The father was like, ha ha ha, how much money am I gonna get for this transaction? And Ben was like, I'll give you 80,000 shillings, which seems like a lot of money, but is only about $800. Ikenia was like, what? That's all I'm worth to you, bitch? And as what always happens on these shows, you know, Ben had to confess, oh, I'm kind of, you know, having a tough time financially. They're always broke, these people who are getting married to foreign people. I don't have a job. If I take you back to the United States, we're going to be living with my mom, like that type of situation. So Ikenia was like, just so you know, most brides who like have all their teeth, you know, good stock, they go for like $3,000. That's the starting price. $3,000 is the offering. And he was like, ooh, fuck. I definitely don't have $3,000. So, you know, that now it's time to negotiate with the family. So Benjamin was like, look, $3,000 isn't going to happen. And then the father was like, how about an installment plan? I also take Visa, MasterCard, Diners Club, whatever you got. And then Ben was like, oh, here's the other thing. You know how I told you I had 80,000 shillings, you know, $800? I actually only have 60,000 shillings, which I'm guessing is around $600. So in the end, they all agreed on a payment plan. He'd give $60,000 now and then keep sending payments over. But they never agreed on a total price. So Akinya's family can keep like moving the goalpost. He'll never be done paying them. But, you know, this Benjamin is kind of impulsive and is just like, just wanted to get this done, right? Okay, whatever. I just want to marry this bitch so I can fuck her. So they did. They ended up getting married, and I've got a clip. Up until this point, they have not been sleeping in the same room. The family made it very clear, until you're married, no boom boom, no jiggy jiggy. You got to sleep in separate bedrooms. So now they're married. This is their first night together. I guess the morning after their first night.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's my last day here in Kenya, and I woke up with Akini as my wife.
Oh, Akini.
Okay. I'm very happy. I've went through everything that was requested of me, and we're going to have a happy life together. So did you enjoy everything last night?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
I did.
Do I need to go get a satisfaction survey?
Ooh. A lot of silence and a lot of, like, one-word answers. Did you like when I fucked you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good. Like, that is not what you want to hear. Also, Benjamin, that's not something you normally would ask.
I don't even know what that means.
We don't have satisfaction surveys in Kenya.
Being married, we can now sleep in the same bed.
We consummated the marriage.
I did what was required of me.
We consummated the marriage. And it went well.
Okay.
So the cookie jar was taken care of well.
Oh my God, why do you say things like that? All these guys look the same. Like, they're super nerdy, awkward, say shit like, so your cookie jar was taken care of. Oh.
So the cookie jar was taken care of well.
Oh. Boy, she gave him a stink eye there.
Chemistry's important. You think we have it?
Silence.
I think we have it.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Gun to your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed this sex because it's going to be the last you get from this bitch. She's like, I did what I had to do.
Well, let's go ahead and get the day going.
The only time she's ever going to fuck him is when her parents are expecting a payment. You know what I mean?
Well, let's go ahead and get the day going. Still have to talk about stuff, so. Well, I'm really glad that we're married now. Akini's father didn't accept my initial offer during the bride price. So I agreed to pay more money in the future.
Yeah, open-ended. That's a brilliant idea.
That leaves me with, you know, anxiousness.
No, yeah, you're fucked, dude. Like all reality TV shows that become popular, I know that some of the people that go on ham it up for TV. Like, they're playing the game. In Akinya's, or whatever the hell her name is, Akini's case, I don't think that is true, because now she's posting stuff like on Instagram, little text messages like, I'm beginning to regret this, and that's all she'll say. I don't think she had any idea what she was in for. You know, she's in Kenya. Does this show air in Kenya? Are there TVs in Kenya? All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist and the fucked up news right now. Yeah, you know, I kind of promised a show this weekend and I dropped the ball there. I was still recuperating. It takes about 3 weeks for me to get over a cold. My immune system is doing great. So I apologize for that. We'll do a makeup show soon, though. Hey, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider supporting this nonsense. I do have a lot of medical bills. I mean, not for the cold thing. Just in general, just being sickly. So I could use help with that. No, this is what I do for a living. So if you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting it by becoming a member of the Sideshow. DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. We are cleaning up those archives, making them all work beautifully. There's a few more years to fix up. I think like 2014 and 15, I think I have to work on. But most of the archives work splendidly. And they're all like basically podcast feeds that you can subscribe to. So you can listen to every single episode of Distorted View Daily, just like you listen to new episodes. Every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members, which is also really cool. Tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive show, and again on Thursday. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Again, check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. I wanted to do a personal podcast last week, but then I got sick, so that's coming up. Pledge as little as a dollar. If you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I'll play your calls first here on the show. Again, patreon.com/distortedview. Just a couple ways you can help support the show monetarily, and I thank you to all of my patrons and, of course, my Sideshow members, the true and honorable freaks. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, Halloween is coming up in just a few days. It's time to whip out my classic best-selling Halloween novelty song.
It was a stormy night at Dracula's place. The Wolfman had a ball gag in his face. Frankie's bride with her nipples clamped. The mummy's cock was wet and damp. Was a monster gangbang. Stinky and frightful. It was a monster gangbang. Totally delightful. It was a monster gangbang. Lots of common blood. It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie blew some mud. Whips and chains lined the castle walls. The vampires had a case of blue balls. The smell of astrofly wafting in the air. The werewolves had matted pubic hair. It was a monster gangbang. Stinky and frightful. It was a monster gangbang. Totally delightful. It was a monster gangbang. Full of fornication. It was a monster gangbang. Even a little satanic masturbation. Yes, Frankenstein tried a little scat play. He did it on Dracula, but he wasn't gay. So Drac got mad and smeared some on the demon. Soon there was a frothy mix of shit and semen. The time had come and all were nude. Peeking from the windows, it sure looked lewd. By the end of the night, the castle was defiled by feces, snot, and other bile. It was a monster gangbang. Stinky and frightful. It was a monster gangbang. Totally delightful. It was a monster gangbang. Lots of common blood. It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie blew some mud.
Okay, that's all I got so far. Yeah, monster gangbang.
Nice to pull that out of the vault. And now let's just put it right back in. You may remember that I came up with Monster Gang Bang and I sang it without any instrumental. And then someone sent me this fully mixed version, which is pretty good. Not bad. And I have no talent when it comes to singing, so this is the best you're going to get out of me. All right, so yes, I have a Halloween-themed news story. Bed Bath & Beyond is in trouble. This has to be about costumes, right? They're selling something offensive. Sexy nurse costumes. Like, you can't even sell those anymore. Why do all the costumes for women have to be sexy? Because women like to dress like whores on Halloween. They like to. They like that. You know who doesn't like that? Ugly women. Flat-chested bitches. Those are the people complaining about the sexy female costumes. Actually, this story has nothing to do with costumes. Bed Bath & Beyond has removed pumpkins painted black with white mouths following complaints they were offensive because they resembled blackface. Oh, okay, so it's even more dumb than the costume outrage. This, to me, reeks of white liberals getting their panties in a twist and black people not caring at all about this bullshit, because it doesn't look like blackface. It looks like a black pumpkin. You know how Christmas trees come in different colors now? Like the fake Christmas trees, right? You got your standard green, but also sometimes they'll come in white, or I've even seen like hot pink Christmas trees and black Christmas trees. Sometimes black things are just black. They're not racial. And, you know, orange pumpkins, they're not white. It's just a pumpkin, right? The orange pumpkins aren't racial. Why should the black ones be? I guess because they have a face, you know, the white face. But, like, if you paint something black, other colors aren't going to show. You need contrast. This is why notebook paper tends to not be black. Other colors don't show well on it except for white. Also, like, okay, the thing with blackface is, in addition to the face being black and the teeth being white, there's usually, like, exaggerated lips and, like, a wig. People wear, like, kinky-haired wigs, you know, stuff like that. This is just a black pumpkin. It's got the same mouth as an orange pumpkin. But because it's a black pumpkin, I guess it stands out more or something. News 12 Westchester, which is over there in New York, reports the black pumpkins were placed on a porch outside a law firm as part of a Halloween display. They were then removed less than 48 hours later after some community members complained. Like, this is some white bullshit. Law firm partner Mary Marzola says the pumpkins were never meant to offend anyone, and the firm represents people of all colors and faiths. Associate Alec Shaw says the pumpkins did not personally offend him, but since it did offend someone, the firm took them down. So the associate they spoke to was black, right? Bed Bath & Beyond apologized, saying any offense was unintentional and that it immediately removed the pumpkins from sale. So one law firm in one city, right, put out two black pumpkins. Somewhat, maybe one, two people complained. And now Bed Bath & Beyond has pulled the product from its entire catalog. Do you understand how insane that is? Especially because you never hear of 100% of people agreeing on anything. There's always at least one person who's gotta be different or difficult. It could be something as simple as, like, you know, a workplace lunch, like trying to decide where to order out from. There's always one person who's like, I don't like Jersey Mike's. I want Jimmy John's. And that's what starts the ball rolling. Well, if we're going to get sandwiches from Jimmy John's, I don't want sandwiches. How about Chipotle? And they're like, oh, no, not Chipotle. You know, it turns into anarchy. So, of course, someone's going to be offended by something, even if it's super innocent. I could show you a picture of, like, a Volkswagen bug and be like, is this culturally insensitive to anyone? This is just a car. And someone would raise their hand. Why is that? It looks like that car has eyes that are bugging out. Is that a racial thing? And I'm like, what? No, it's just what the car looks like. I don't know. I feel uneasy. I found a second source for this news story, which has some additional information. And you know how I was saying, oh, this is just some, you know, sensitive white people bullshit? Apparently not, because the regional director for the NAACP said that Bed Bath & Beyond pulling these products was an appropriate move. It wasn't about the pumpkin itself. This is a quote from the regional director of the NAACP. It wasn't about the pumpkin itself, but what was done to the pumpkin. When you proceed to put white eyes and the white mouth, now you've crossed the line because it goes into having blackface. Okay, so this is some black people bullshit. I guarantee you, if you look at these pumpkins, it looks just like any other jack-o'-lantern. There's no exaggerated features, you know, like typically you'd find in blackface. It's just a black pumpkin. I know none of my black listeners would have a problem with this pumpkin. I still don't think the majority of people would have a problem with it, but oh my God, we are living in scary times, freaks. All right, second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, police arrested a prostitute and the doorman of a brothel that's been operating in West Palm Beach for 2 years.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Well, consider myself fucked. All right, yes, Herver Berrios, 38, faces numerous charges, including one for maintaining a place of prostitution. Police also arrested 55-year-old Belicia Diaz on lewdness charges. Their arrest stems from a tip from a confidential informant who police said is in charge of the brothel located at 510 47th Street in West Palm Beach. The source of information said he knew of several active brothels in West Palm Beach. Some may be using girls under the age of 18. Although in the case of this brothel, I don't think any of the girls were under the age of 18. The whore in this brothel was 55. She just started receiving her AARP benefits. Also, the going rate is a good indication of what type of prostitutes were available. According to the arrest report, Barrios said he worked as the doorman, collected $30 from Johns, and gave them a token. The Johns would then give the token to the prostitute for sex. The prostitutes would turn the chips in for $15. That's all the money these prostitutes would make in the transaction. They got $15, which, you know, is 50% of the, you know, entire rate, but still, not a lot of money. You know, Amazon's minimum wage is $15 an hour. That seems to be, like, where the minimum wage is going. Think about that, ladies, as you walk home with a sore pussy every night. Berrios told police his brothel has been in operation for about 2 years. Well, usually, you know, most businesses take 3 years to turn a profit. Maybe at that point they'll raise their prices. All right, police had the home under surveillance for several months in March and again in August. Police said they saw about 10 to 15 Johns visiting the brothel during an average day. You know, if that's what one prostitute is dealing with, then that's not that bad, right? But if there's like 10 prostitutes in the house and they got to split that $225, it's not exactly a high-paying career. One woman living in the home right next door to the alleged brothel said that dozens of Johns wanting to solicit prostitutes came knocking on her door every day. They got the wrong house. This was an everyday thing. People used to come to my door asking for women. The woman explained that she has teenage kids living in her... Why didn't you call the cops? The woman explained that she has teenage kids living in her house and felt scared knowing that her next door neighbors were running this illicit operation. She remembers feeling scared pulling into her drive recently and seeing a John approaching her daughter. I pulled up and I said, "What do you want?" And he said, "I'm looking for girls." So I said, "Nobody sells girls here. This is a family house." Some women, according to police, showed up Monday morning and didn't leave until Friday or Saturday night. They were that committed to their career. Really burning the midnight oil there. The oil they were burning, of course, was Swiss Navy premium silicone anal lubricant. And it was burning due to all that friction, baby. Another neighbor, Tracy Swindle, said she also has a teenage daughter living in the neighborhood. "I know of a fun after-school job for them." Now, $15 an hour for a high school kid, that's a good wage. Just think about it. She says she felt very uncomfortable when she found out about the alleged brothel and is grateful that the operation has been shut down and that her young daughter is safe.
It's so weird, though. The same day the brothel was shut down, my little girl came home saying she lost her job at the Walmart. Layoffs must be hitting this community pretty hard.
All right, final story we have for you today. Finally, a fitting conclusion to one of these stupid gender reveal parties. An Iowa woman was killed by debris from an explosion at a gender reveal party. See, these gender reveal parties have gotten too elaborate. And, you know, it started off with, like, let's pop a balloon, and whatever color confetti comes out is the gender of our baby. Now, apparently, there's pyrotechnics involved. The Marion County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call at around 4 p.m. on Saturday reporting that a woman, 56, had been seriously injured in an explosion in rural Knoxville, Iowa, according to a press release from the Sheriff's Office. I just like the idea of a press release from the Sheriff's Office. Usually press releases are promoting something. Like Popeyes today released a press release saying that those chicken sandwiches are coming back next week. In this case, the sheriff's office just really wanted to publicize the fact that some woman exploded herself. All right. The woman, whose name has not been released, was pronounced dead on the scene. That was also included in the press release. An investigation concluded that a gender reveal announcement created an explosion. Well, the announcement didn't create an explosion. The stupid family of the pregnant woman created the explosion, from which a flying piece of debris struck the woman. No other information has been released at this time. Excuse me? Again, this is the only reason why I want to read the story. I want to find out what this explosion was all about. Another source says a pipe bomb was used. I'm guessing this bomb was full of colored debris, and then when the bomb was set off, it would explode and a bunch of pink shit would fly out. Apparently, some of that pink shit was very sharp.
Let's cut this sheet metal into tiny pieces, tiny sharp pieces, and then we'll spray paint it pink, and we'll shoot it off like a firework, except we'll aim it at Aunt Edna.
According to this source, the sheriff's office said members of the, they even listed a name here, the Kremeyer family. They were experimenting with different types of explosive material on Friday and an attempt to record a gender reveal that could be posted on social media. The internet takes another life.
Ting.
On Saturday afternoon, Kremeyer and five other family members, including the expectant mother, gathered and placed gunpowder in the bottom of a homemade stand that was welded to a metal base. I mean, I already know what's going to happen here. The inadvertent pipe bomb exploded, sending metal pieces everywhere. The woman was standing 45 feet from the device and was struck with one of the metal pieces and killed instantly. Instead of the gunpowder shooting the powder out of the top of the stand exploded, sending metal pieces everywhere, according to the sheriff's office. The projectile that struck Kremeyer is believed to have continued another 144 yards through the air before coming to rest in a field. Quote, the family got together for what they thought was going to be a happy event with no intent for anyone to get hurt. This is a reminder that anytime someone mixes these things... What exactly? Baby announcements and gunpowder? Okay. This is a reminder that anytime someone mixes these things, there's a high potential for serious injury or death. Please do not take these unnecessary risks. So there you go. Oh, now that news story was much better than the first source. Fuck them. Who was that? Oh, goddamn local NBC affiliate or something? Do your job and report the news, for fuck's sake. All right. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails to get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, and youtube.com/distortedviewshow. A quick reminder to hang out in the Discord, meet and chat with other freaks, and sure, sign up for the Poo Olympics. The Poo Olympics coming up real soon. For more information, just chat with Lucas. He's always in the chat room. Or there, I believe there's a specific chat room for shit and poop related talk. It's called Anus Check. Check out that chat room. All right, let's check in with a few of my patrons first.
Hey, Tim, Tyler. Hope you're well. I have a question for you, man. The U-verse that you used to deal with, you used to have all these adventures with AT&T. I had one of my own the other day. Have you ever called in? And they have the fake typing sound.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the most annoying parts. Oh, I had to call U-verse so many times. And there's a song. I don't know if they still play the same music that's on a constant fucking loop. And whenever I was having billing problems or technical issues, they'd put me on hold and it would seem like forever. Oh, here it is. I think this is it. Here it comes. Do-do-do. Your call is very important to us. Notice like the hold music, it's almost as if you're calling a cell phone. Like if you listen, the song kind of breaks up, like there's a bad connection or bad reception right there. Why do they do that? I remember I would call in, you know, from a landline sometimes, and it would still sound this choppy. Fucking AT&T U-verse. Although I kind of miss U-verse now. We've got down here in, Cincinnati, we've switched to, it's just Spectrum, right? But we do this thing where, like, you get the best rate when you are a new sign-up. You sign up for, like, you know, Spectrum or Comcast, you know, whatever, for a year. You get an amazing rate, and then after that year, you know, they start raising the prices. Same thing happened with U-verse, right? We were with them forever, and it was every year I'd have to fight with them to try to get the lower price. So what we decided to do was just get a TiVo. Yes, that company still exists. They still manufacture DVRs. That way we could switch from company to company, and we wouldn't lose any of our recorded programs, right? That was the big problem. When we switched from U-verse, we had to return the equipment, and then we lost all of our recordings, and we have tons of stuff that we watch, or tons of stuff we record. We can never get through it all. With the TiVo, we can switch from cable provider to cable provider every year, whoever's offering the lowest rate, and we can keep all of our recordings. Now, the problem is TiVo is a shit company now. In addition to, you know, paying for the cable company, I have to pay like $16 a month for the TiVo service, which is really just like their guide, you know, like the on-screen guide or something. But okay, I swallowed that cost. In the end, it was worth it, right? But it's kind of not worth it because their interface is so, like, they keep updating their interface and their software, and it's so slow and it crashes all the time. And like even using things like Netflix and Hulu and, you know, those type of things, it just, the built-in apps are just excruciatingly slow. And let's say you're watching Netflix and you hit a button and it accidentally goes back to like live TV. And then you have to reload Netflix. It takes, again, you know, 20 fucking minutes to load the app. It doesn't keep anything in memory. It's really bad. And now they're also doing like pre-roll ads. So when you watch a recorded show, like TV or TiVo will play an advertisement before. It's just, you know, they're going down in flames. Can't believe I have to pay. I'm paying a monthly fee, and then they're going to show me ads. It's ridiculous. As soon as this TiVo dies, like the hardware dies, I'm done with them.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, hold on just a second. Like the automated attendants. Like, bitch, I know you're not talking, or typing, rather.
Yeah, it's like the fake AI typing.
I don't know.
Tell me what this call is about. How can I help you? And you're like, billing. Just a moment.
Yeah, okay. Probably anything else I think that really is just extremely unnerving, and I'm curious if any of the
In a few words, tell me what this call's about. You.
Hey Tim, level lady, cat lady. I just wanted to call and thank everybody, all the freaks and the dick sword, and even you especially for helping me, supporting me emotionally, and
I do like
him. Yeah, I just, you know, thank you guys a lot.
Yeah, poor love lady cat lady's cat died. One of her cats died.
Thank you a lot to me.
When she, the second she came home from the hospital.
That said, I'm still collecting money for Tim's 15 15-year anniversary, Christmas present, whatever.
I can't believe I've been at this for 15 years. What? Right, a now, milestone!
You can basically afford, like, a lookalike Richard Simmons Barbie doll in a cake. Oh, this is probably going to be on the slideshow. Oh, well.
No, it's actually not, because I fucked up.
Oh, yeah, one thing they did was I had to wait 19 hours for this motherfucker to come into my room when I was in the hospital after being on days of vancomycin, which is a huge molecule, and you have to get a new IV every day. Wham. And what he did was he put local anesthesia into this very tiny area called the mastoid, and that's where my infection was. I had mastoiditis. Oh, wait, I already told you about that. And as he did, like, the pain was so bad, like, my life flashed before my eyes. And apparently I was screaming. And then when he came back half an hour later to drain it, because I had this nice pus coming out of my ear, there was nothing fucking there to drain. Oh, my God. It's like, this has been the worst week for me, but also just the worst year. Because I also started out having to bury my uncle, and then 2 months of my grandfather being, oh, my God, it's just horrible. Anyway. Again, thank you guys so much for being so nice.
Go show Level Lady Cat Lady some love, for God's sake. She's in the Discord. She's also on Twitter. You can find her. Sometimes she'll reply to my tweets and stuff. You can find her that way. Like Level Lady Cat Lady is on Twitter, right? Okay, I don't know what that is. I can't deal with that fucking nonsense. Bad connections. All right, let's do a couple more voicemails here. These are not from patrons, just regular callers.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up. Based on what you've said recently about how far behind you are on this voicemail line, I think I have this timed pretty well. Let me know. Happy Halloween!
Hey, not bad. I've got the hiccups now. Yes, you're pretty close. Today is August 28th. Very close. He called back in April.
Hey, faggot.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to this guy.
Ah, happy belated birthday, Tim. And I know you're still doing the show because there's no fucking way you could ever get a job in real life.
That is so true. Let's see. He called in. Oh, no. You know, I'm sorry. He said April. Haley's coming called in August, just like this guy did. All right. So we're not that far behind.
Hey, Tim. It's Dang Tim.
Dang Tim!
I just wanted to call in and let you know I was listening to the Monday show on Tuesday, and I was driving to go pick up some booze. I just started it, and I pull up to a light right before I pull in the shopping center, and it just... I'm blasting with the windows down.
Uh-oh.
God hates the fag.
Oh, yeah.
God hates the fag.
It is a great song, isn't it?
And this dude next to me in this like black car, he had sunglasses on and he was completely bald. And he just gave me a thumbs up and he was kind of motioned for me to turn on the music. So I go ahead and do that, and he's like, yeah, dude, I hate faggots too, man. You know what else I hate? I was like, he's like, Jews, man, Jews and faggots suck. You know, white supremacy. And I was like,
what?
And thankfully, the light turned green, and I got to make my left into the shopping center. But that was my first experience with a white supremacist, and it's all thanks to you. So I just wanted to let you know that. So thanks for that. By the way,
we do very well with white supremacists here on Distorted View Daily.
It's absolutely hilarious, and I would probably pay money to help Skippy get laid. But I hope you have a good one. I love you, man, and keep getting high and drunk. Take those lorazepams from me. I want them, or whatever you're taking. Ativan. That's it. Yeah. Have a good one, man. Love you.
All right.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Thank you very much, Dank Tim, and everyone for calling into the voicemail line. Keep those calls coming. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. 206-660-GOD, is it? Oh, God!
Hey, yeah! Did I say I have a penis on my fucking stomach?
Spread the distortion! STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget, tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day! Bye, everybody! We'll be right back.
pass me clocks. It's your time. Tell the meat. Glass meat clocks. Glass meat clocks. A topsy-turvy world where 12 is ground beef. Hamburger is midnight. Glass meat clocks. A topsy-turvy world. Glass meat clocks.